Welcome back to Open Forum. I'm your host, Zach Tomisch. And today we're joined with candidate for the Iowa House of Representatives in District 51, Shane Heintz. How you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I appreciate you making a little time for us, as I'm sure you've been out busy, knocking on doors, talking to constituents, all leading up to the June 2nd primary happening, as you are running against the incumbent, Brett Barker. Shane, my first question for you, what made you want to take this jump and go out and get those signatures and say, yes, I want to represent our community on the state level?
Well, I would say that probably what got me involved in this the most was the way that our town had been run the last numerous years with Brett at the helm. We've had a lot of real poor decision-making, a lot of financial mistakes, and Nevada is in a real financial crisis right now. And the fact that, you know, you get no response from, you know, the mayor or previous council members, you know, they've all acted as though they're above and beyond talking to the little people. And I learned that I could not fight them from below them. And to be able to try to affect any change, I need to kind of get up on their level or above them.
So, Shane, what do you do day to day? Are you retired? Do you have a farm? Do you work within the community? What are you doing day to day?
Well, today I'm fixing a piece of farm equipment to go back out in to get ready for planting for spring season. My wife and I are small business owners, and, you know, we've got some rental property, some commercial and residential apartments. And we did all that because we didn't want to work for someone else, and we wanted to be able to make sure we could make it to the soccer games on Saturdays. So I'm really kind of just a glorified maintenance man at this point.
So, Shane, if you're working out in farm fields and things like that, I imagine the pipeline project that's been talked about for many years in the state of Iowa and then potential use of eminent domain might be something that's right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm very against the use of eminent domain for the carbon pipeline. Now, I do understand that, you know, if you're a small town or whatever and you need a new interchange on the highway to get into your town, that they'll come out and they'll eat up some of that ground around it. But that's for the benefit of everybody. You know, I get, you know, your natural gas line or your telephone poles. I get that. That makes sense. It's unfortunate sometimes, but I get it. But this carbon pipeline is really kind of just based on junk science. It's tax credits. They can be quite an environmental disaster too if they don't go well. Any of the farmers out there know that when you stir up that black dirt and that brown clay, you're not going to get much off of it for years to come. And if I don't want it on my property, this is my property that my family's owned since World War II. So if I don't want it there, it's not going to be there.
Shane, one thing that's kind of talked about a lot, especially in the world of politics, is affordability right now. The middle class seems to be sucked dry all, you know, in every single direction. What can you say about, you know, just letting Iowans be able to afford the things that they've once always enjoyed affording?
Well, obviously, property tax reform needs to come. I mean, that it's been talked about for years, and they just keep on kicking the can down the road. Now, it's my understanding that they did do some little morsel at the very tail end of the session this year. We'll be waiting to see what actually comes of it. But they got to do something on taxes. And it's not just the taxes, it's the spending. You know, Iowa has run in the red for the last 2 years, and being Republican controlled, that's supposed to be our strong point, is, you know, financial accountability, and it's not. They can't stop spending money, and the only way to have them spend less money is to have them get less of it.
So, Shane, what are you hearing when you're going around, when you originally went around to collect those signatures and now continuing just to campaign? What are you hearing from the constituents around your area?
Well, I'll tell you, when I first decided to go out and get the signatures, I went to the local, you know, the old boy coffee club in the morning and asked them to sign my papers. And they passed around my clipboard and they all signed it. And I sat there and I kind of just waited, and I said, well, don't you guys want to even ask me anything? And their answer was actually kind of amusing. They said, no, we don't. We've known you your entire life. We've known your family their entire lives. We don't need to ask you anything. Just that you're here is good enough. So, I mean, that speaks highly of my family. And, you know, hopefully I can kind of uphold that thought.
Joined today with candidate for the Iowa House of Representatives in District 51, Shane Heintz. Just talking a little bit about what you were hearing from your constituents going out and getting those signatures. You did mention, too, how Iowa's kind of been running in the red with their budget here recently. One of those big expenses has been the addition of the ESAs, the educational savings accounts, for people to get some of that state money to go to private schools. With this being a big budget item, is this one thing that you could potentially look at to help that budget?
Well, while I will concede that the intent was there to do the right thing, the execution of it has been very poor. You know, the private schools aren't necessarily required to take all the kids. The teachers don't necessarily have the same accreditation as a public school teacher does. And I just, if they want to take the public money, they need to operate within the same parameters that the public school does. I don't, for the life of me, understand why we have a money firm in New York City administering the money out of the state of Iowa to the different schools. That is beyond me. I can't believe for a second that there isn't an admin at the school the kid wants to leave and the school that the kid wants to go to that can't handle that paperwork. I mean, everybody knows how top-heavy all of our schools have gotten over the last handful of years, and I've been quizzed on it before, and they say what's the answer, and I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that the answer is going to come from some pretty tough looking in at our own selves and what we think is important for education.
So, Shane, when people go to the polls for the primary on June 2nd, what can people expect if they were to mark Shane Heintz as, that Republican nominee for District 51?
Well, I think that I come across as a regular person. I am absolutely not a politician. I am not a polished professional speaker. I just really want to try to do what's best for the state of Iowa, not what's best for big business or corporate PACs or any of that stuff. You can go ahead and look at my financial disclosures, and you'll find that most of my money, almost all of my money, comes directly from people within the community. So I feel like I come across as just a regular, you know, dirty hand, blue jeans kind of guy. And I think that that's what we need more of in politics, and less politicians.
As somebody that doesn't have that experience even working in local government, do you feel that that's going to hinder you at all moving up to the state level right away?
No, I really don't think so. I didn't know a lot of the things that my wife and I have done over the years before we started doing them, and we're quick learners. We always joke that education is expensive, whether it comes from a book or bruises.
You know, you called yourself a glorified mechanic a little bit earlier, and as a mechanic, you might not know the solution to every problem that you walk up to. Is that kind of the advantage, or an advantage for yourself as well, being able to kind of be flexible and finding the right solution or the right peg to fill that hole?
Yeah, I think so, and I think also you look at politicians that only do political things, and I think not having that viewpoint will help me get to a solution easier than having to make sure that it, you know, comes with the right little letter afterwards, you know, with the D or the R, or that it came from the right person, or, you know, the right committee. I think I won't have that burden of having to be, you know, somebody's friend at the Capitol, because the people that I serve are here locally, not at the Capitol.
All right. Well, Shane, I appreciate you stopping by today. Shane Heintz, a candidate for the Republican ticket for District 51 in the Iowa House of Representatives, primary coming up on June 2nd. Shane, good luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.